Welcome back to NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing for Thursday evening, May 14th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor, Pete Broad, BNE. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Box of Bob, FG merger 2, FGMC advance proposed business combination following SEC effectiveness of Form S-4, BOXABL and FG merger 2 Corp have moved forward with their proposed business combination following the SEC's approval of their Form S-4 registration statement. Shareholder meetings are set for June 9, 2026, with the closing expected soon after. Once completed, the combined company is anticipated to trade on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BXEL. For more details, visit the company's website. LIG Assets Inc. provides update on Mariana, Florida calcium mine and SK-1300 valuation initiative. LIG Assets Inc. provides an update on its Mariana, Florida calcium mine and SK-1300 valuation initiative. The company is working with industry professionals to prepare a potential SEC Regulation SK Subpart 1300 technical report to validate and enhance the value of its mining assets. Management believes that the updated report may reflect the increased market prices and demand for calcium products, potentially strengthening the company's revenue base and long-term financial position.
Hormuz closure puts EV manufacturing at risk. The ongoing closure of the Strait of Hormuz poses a significant risk to the global electric vehicle industry. I look of a last week on social media and my impression of what you have come to life and what you need to learn from the industry. With challenges in transporting essential raw materials for EV battery production, concerns of supply shortages and increased manufacturing costs loom. Companies like Rivian Automotive Inc. may need to implement contingency plans to maintain production levels, potentially leading to higher costs for consumers.
China to regulate EV battery recycling. China is set to regulate EV battery recycling to address safety and environmental concerns. Whalefall Tech advises that new rules will require end-of-life batteries to go through authorized channels. This move aims to transform lithium iron phosphate battery recycling operations. As more jurisdictions follow suit, industry players like Massimo Group may need to adapt.
Investor news breaks, Boxabel, FG merger 2 advance proposed business combination following SEC effectiveness of Form S-4. Boxabel and FG merger 2 Corp announced that the SEC has declared effective their joint registration statement on Form S-4, advancing their proposed business combination. Shareholder meetings are set for June 9, 2026, with closing expected soon after, pending customary conditions. The combined company is anticipated to trade on NASDAQ post-merger. Boxabel is revolutionizing the housing market with its modular building systems, offering affordable, high-quality homes quickly.
Easy Environmental Solutions and TerraPlenish reference show outstanding yield increases and offer alternative to petroleum-based fertilizers. Easy Environmental Solutions, Inc. showcases remarkable results with TerraPlenish refresh in addressing the global nitrogen shortage. Independent rice trials reveal a 12% increase in yields per hectare with 50% less synthetic fertilizer usage, offering a sustainable alternative to petroleum-based fertilizers. The company's innovative approach signifies a shift towards agricultural independence and local fertilizer production, crucial for enhancing food security in a volatile global landscape.
Gabler Group AG invites to earnings call on unaudited Q126 results. Gabler Group AG, a developer and manufacturer of subsea technologies, will host an earnings call on 19 May 2026 to discuss unaudited Q1 2026 results. CEO David Schirm and CSO Ole Johansson will provide insights on business development. Registration for the call is open. Founded in 1962, Gabler is a key player in defense solutions, serving over 250 customers globally. AmpliTech Group reports strong first quarter 2026 revenue growth and significant Q1 gross margin expansion YoY. AmpliTech Group reported a 48.6% year-over-year revenue growth in the first quarter of 2026, reaching $5.35 million. The company also saw a significant gross margin expansion to 48.0% compared to 33.0% in prior year, with a net loss improvement of 17.3% and cash equivalents of $18.40 million. AmpliTech remains debt-free and focused on expanding its commercialization initiatives.
Greenland Energy, GLND, advances Greenland oil strategy with major drilling agreements. Greenland Energy is making significant strides in its Greenland oil strategy with major drilling agreements. The company has secured advanced rig capacity and logistics for its upcoming onshore oil exploration program. This move comes as Greenland becomes a focal point for explorers and investors seeking long-term energy security outside traditional regions. Greenland's recent agreements aim to overcome logistical challenges and tap into the potential hydrocarbon resources in the Jameson Land Basin.
Rock breaks, ES Gold Corp eyes next growth phase at Montauban. ES Gold Corp, a development stage company focused on acquiring, exploring, and developing mineral properties, is gearing up for growth at its Montauban Gold Silver project in Quebec. The recent $7.20 million offering will fund the project's advancement along with general working capital. CEO Gordon Robb sees this as a crucial phase in defining Montauban's full potential. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Mining news breaks. ES Gold Corp eyes next growth phase at Montauban. ES Gold Corp, a development stage company focused on mineral properties, is pushing ahead with its Montauban gold-silver project in Quebec. With gold prices holding strong, the company closed a $7.20 million offering to advance the project and for general purposes. CEO Gordon Robb sees this phase as crucial for Montauban's development. ES Gold is known for clean mining practices and sustainable resource recovery.
Greenland Energy Company advances Greenland oil strategy with major drilling agreements. Greenland Energy Company advances its Greenland oil strategy with major drilling agreements, securing access to advanced rig capacity and operational support. The Jameson Land Basin, where the company is drilling, is attracting attention for its potential hydrocarbon resources. As global energy markets seek supply security outside traditional regions, Greenland is emerging as a frontier for explorers and investors. The company's strategic agreement with Stampede Drilling aims to facilitate drilling operations for its exploration efforts in Greenland.
Numa Resources Inc. is reimagining the Panguna mine in Bougainville, shifting from conflict to cooperation. The company is part of a new chapter in Bougainville's mining story, where past tensions are giving way to responsible development. Across the globe, valuable mineral deposits sit idle due to political change, but Numa is part of a new generation seeking to revisit these sites. Learn more at https://ibn.fm/NUMA.
Mining news breaks. Canamara Energy Metals Corp advances Sal Sapé Rare Earth Project with drill program underway. Canamara Energy Metals Corp provided an update on its Sal Sapé Rare Earth Project in Brazil. where a drill program is underway to follow up on elevated rare earth oxide values. The approximately 500-meter auger drill program is expected to run for 4 to 6 weeks across 3 priority exploration targets. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Critical Infrastructure Technologies update to acquire Western Australian engineering business, Critical Infrastructure Technologies Limited, announces the acquisition of a Western Australian precision engineering and manufacturing company, strengthening their manufacturing capability and providing immediate revenue and EBITDA contribution. The acquisition, valued at $5,775,000, is part of CTEC's strategy to establish sovereign manufacturing capability in Australia and vertically integrate production of their Nexus platform and future defense technologies. The transaction is expected to double revenue and EBITDA within the next 2 to 3 years.
Aries Strategic Mining announces completion of major processing plant infrastructure milestones. Aries Strategic Mining has completed critical milestones at its Lost Sheep Fluorspar processing facility in Utah, including the installation of the plant's conveyor belt system and the completion of the electrical and motor control center systems. These advancements signify a significant step towards transitioning from mine development to processing operations, bringing the plant closer to commissioning and production readiness.
Charbon releases updated presentation and fact sheet. Charbon Corporation has released updated investor materials, including a corporate presentation and fact sheet, showcasing the company's focus on clean, ultra-high purity hydrogen production. The materials highlight the industrial gas market tailwinds and Charbon's growing portfolio of production plants across Canada, the United States, and Asia Pacific. With a strategic approach, Charbon aims to capture the accelerating demand for UHP gases in key sectors like semiconductors, AI, and aerospace.
Hybrid Power Solutions secures its largest order to date, valued at over $50 million. The purchase order from distributor LMDH for 10 Spark Hybrid systems to location GM marks a significant milestone for the company. This order highlights the growing demand and strong user economics for hybrid's reliable, emission-free power solutions in industrial applications. Deliveries are set to begin in June 2026.
Deligny AG has reported a positive start to the 2026 financial year with a 4.0% increase in turnover to €18.1 million. Despite challenges in the market, the EBITDA margin remains stable at 6.4%. The company plans to propose an increased dividend for 2025 and confirms its forecast of around €66 million in revenue for 2026. Deligny Group continues to focus on revenue diversification and international expansion.
Line eMobility reports Q1 results and confirms fiscal 2026 outlook. Line eMobility AG has reported its Q1 2026 results with revenue at €3.3 million and positive EBITDA at €0.3 million, despite lower revenue. The company is transitioning to new high-performance battery cells, expecting a revenue boost in the second half of the year. Line also confirms its 2026 outlook with revenue above €35 million and a strongly positive EBITDA.
Phoenix office furniture firm logs 3 decades and 40-plus manufacturer ties. Total Office Interiors, a family-owned office furniture dealership in Phoenix, celebrates its 30th anniversary and top Southwest status for Evolve and Global. With over 40 manufacturer ties, the company offers full-service workspace solutions to Arizona businesses, from design to installation. Their recognition as the highest volume dealer in the region reflects their commitment to serving clients of all sizes and industries. Triple HBA credentials earned ahead of Alabama summer season. Ahead of the upcoming summer season in Alabama, Engel Services Heating and Air in Sylacauga has achieved a rare feat by holding three key HBA credentials: Ream Pro Partner, NATE Technician Certification, and Carrier Authorized Dealer Status. With temperatures rising and demand for cooling services increasing, the triple credential status sets Engel Services apart as a trusted and verified option for homeowners in central Alabama seeking reliable HAV services.
German automaker Porsche to lay off 500 workers. German automaker Porsche has announced plans to cut more than 500 jobs as the company faces financial pressure and slowing demand for electric vehicles. This move is part of a wider restructuring effort to focus on core business operations during a challenging period for the global auto industry. It remains to be seen how EV companies are navigating the tough market conditions. Premier Graphene successfully completes initial military order. Premier Graphene has successfully completed its initial military order, positioning the company for expanded defense supply opportunities across Latin America. The order, issued by Mexico's Secretaría de la Defensa Nacional, marks a significant operational milestone for Premier Graphene, with potential follow-on supply discussions for military-grade protective plates, graphene-enhanced tactical equipment, and advanced materials for personnel and vehicle protection systems.
Investor news breaks: Aregion Energy Corp appoints former Impact Oil and Gas executive Philip Birch as strategic advisor. Aregion Energy Corp appoints former Impact Oil and Gas executive Philip Birch as strategic advisor. Birch's expertise will support exploration strategy, subsurface evaluation, and technical positioning for potential investment in Namibia's offshore Block 2812 AB in the Orange Basin. This move comes as Aregion evaluates opportunities in the region following recent discoveries by major operators. For more information, visit the Aregion Energy Corp website. Geopolitical uncertainties keep the copper market highly volatile. Geopolitical uncertainties continue to drive volatility in the copper market, with prices reacting sharply to political news rather than traditional market fundamentals. Despite this, the long-term demand outlook for copper remains strong. Companies like Numa Numa Resources Inc. are expected to weather the short-term turbulence. For more insights into the mining industry, visit Rocks and Stocks, a specialized communications platform within the Dynamic Brand Portfolio at IBN. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.